The case I presented was, of course, a rather extreme one. Most people don't eat only grain or only beef. But it gets to the point that the land use efficiency of food production really does vary from, by type of food. And beef and lamb, or, sheep products, are by far the least efficient in terms of land use efficiency. This particular graph here shows, in terms of protein, how much protein is obtained per square meter of land for different crops. So beef and mutton are the worst. Pork is not particularly good, but it's much better than those, believe it or not. And you'll see that some animal products, such as poultry, eggs, and dairy, are not too bad in terms of land use efficiency. They can even be better than certain types of fresh produce that are rather land intensive. But really, when you get down to it, most of our grains and legumes, wheat, rice, maize, and the pulses, you'll see some examples of pulses on the right side of this slide in a moment, are much more efficient uses of land. That is, you can just get more protein, more calories off a given area. Now, if you're a meat eater and you're concerned, how are you going to replace your protein if you decrease your meat consumption? This graphic here shows 7 very high protein legumes, or pulses that they're also known as, including the various lentils, peas, and all sorts of beans, as well as chickpeas. So don't be worried about replacing your protein consumption. These vegetarian items have basically as much protein per serving as meat does.